Kelsey Litchfield reporting from the 87th National FFA Expo and Convention. I'm here with Josh, who's American Star Farmer finalist. Tell me about your SAE.
Hi, I'm Josh Tyrud. I'm from Barton, North Dakota, a member of the Rugby FFA chapter in Rugby, North Dakota. And my SAE started when with a small Black Angus beef cow calf operation. Since I've started, I've been able to retain heifers to grow my herd. And then starting my eighth grade year, I crop shared a quarter of land with an out-of-state landlord and was able to increase my profitability over the years and been able to rent more land and increase my acreage that way.
How have you grown since starting this SAE?
I'm a fourth generation farmer, so working alongside with my grandpa and my dad, and I've been able to obtain a lot of knowledge from them, and I feel a lot more comfortable being able to take over the farm. And I know with my dad, that's what one of his goals was, to teach me the business aspect of farming and being able to operate my own farm once I got done with college.
How much does it mean to them for you to be an American Star Farmer finalist?
It means a lot, because my dad was actually a former ag teacher, so it's really fun for him to come back and see a lot of his old ag teachers that he used to teach with and be really good friends with, and they joke around and see each other. And so it means a lot to especially my dad, and you know, my mom's just as proud as him.
What is one thing that you've learned from your SAE?
You can't get anything without hard work and dedication. You need those two to be successful.
Do you plan to go into a career that your SAE has involved?
Yeah, I plan to return to the family farm in December once I get my Bachelor of Science degree from NDSU.
What else do you think has helped you through this process of becoming an American Star finalist?
Having an extremely dedicated FFA advisor. Mr. Burnett's always there, you know, especially with FFA contests. He was very knowledgeable and was helpful with my team members and myself to help us win state championships and get to national judging contests.
When you found out that you were American Star Farmer finalist, what was going through your mind?
I was really excited, because I guess as an eighth grader, that's what I set my goal as I even went into Mr. Burnett's office and told him I wanted to be Star Farmer over America when I got done with FFA, and you know, I'm just a step away, so it's just a little bit left to be able to accomplish my goal when I started.
Well, congratulations again on becoming a finalist for American Star Farmer.
Thank you.
For FFA Today, I'm Kelsey Litchfield.